With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. In Parliament Thursday, government announced the rollout in 2022 of a new affordable residential landlot program created in response to major concerns raised by Caymanians across all three islands. Lands Minister the Honorable Juliana O'Connor-Connolly announced the new initiative in her contribution to the ongoing budget debate, during which she covered all highlights from her ministries in education, district administration, and lands and survey. This new scheme will focus on Caymanians who wish to own their own parcel of land to construct a house. The program will fill the gap for those who don't qualify for the affordable home program due to higher incomes than that scheme's threshold, but not high enough to purchase a home in today's market. This program will be in addition to government's plans to build 100 affordable homes per year. Parliament resumes later this morning, so make sure to tune into our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. Speaking of Parliament, on Thursday, the Premier offered congratulations to the people of Honduras on their electing their first female president, Xiomara Castro.
The reports of a high voter turnout, active engagement of civil society, and peaceful participation during voting are all welcome signs of the desire and commitment of the Honduran people to the democratic process.
Mr. Panton says the election of a female president is significant and points to the positive advancement of one of the most important nations to the peace, stability, and security of the Central American region. Elections in Honduras were held on November 28th. In COVID news, the average number of cases for the week of November 21st through the 27th was 108, down from 153 the week before. Chief Nursing Officer Dr. Hazel Brown tells CIGTV, a total of 754 cases were registered that week.
Of these, 55% were female, 45% were male. The age range was 6 weeks to 93 years, with an average age of 32 years.
7 cases were in patients under the age of 1, 236 were in those under the age of 18, 20 were registered in folks over the age of 70. And finally,
Ashante Sterling.
On the heels of John Gray High School's graduation ceremony on Tuesday, the class of 2021 from Clifton Hunter High School crossed the stage Thursday evening. Due to COVID crowd restrictions, the ceremony at the Frank Sound campus was closed to parents and instead live-streamed on the school's Facebook page and the CIGTV YouTube channel. It was also shared on Radio Cayman's Facebook page. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
The BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Taliban have issued a decree calling for what it calls serious action to enforce women's rights in Afghanistan. The order says women should not be forced into marriage and also details property rights in the event that a woman is widowed. But there's no mention of employment rights or anything about education. Farmers in northern Kenya are losing vast numbers of livestock due to a severe drought which has lasted 9 months. A BBC correspondent saw distraught farmers struggling to save cattle that were too weak to stand up. The drought has affected vast swathes of the Horn of Africa region, including Somalia and southern Ethiopia. An independent review has concluded that crowd trouble at the Euro 2020 football final at Wembley in July marked a day of national shame for the host England. A total of 2,000 ticketless fans, described by the report as drunken and drugged-up thugs, forced their way into the stadium before and during the match. The disgraced former head of Global Athletics, Lamine Diack, has died at his home in Senegal. He was 88. Last year, a French court found the president of the IAAF guilty of accepting millions of dollars in bribes from Russian athletes who wanted to avoid punishment for failing drug tests. Austria's governing People's Party has named the current interior minister, Karl Nehammer, as its leader and the country's next chancellor. The announcement follows the resignations on Thursday of both the party leader, Sebastian Kurz, who's been implicated in a corruption scandal, as well as his ally, Chancellor Alexander Schellenberg. A high-speed railway linking the landlocked nation of Laos with China has been officially opened. Costing $6 billion, mostly borrowed from China, it's the biggest infrastructure project ever undertaken in the country. BBC News.